We are all sailing together on the Titanic, a kind of economic Titanic. And just like with the real Titanic, and this is why this is the perfect metaphor, there aren't enough lifeboats for everybody. There wasn't even a design to have enough lifeboats. In fact, the design was so bad, they knew the ship would go down. The bulkheads didn't go high enough inside. They knew that once there was a leak in one section, that it would spread to another, and then the ship would go down. And they knew, again, there would only be a small number of lifeboats, only for the, well, the wealthy elite. Those are the people who were directed to the lifeboats first. Now, if you're wondering, why is Joe Biden telling America that the economy is great and that the savings of the American people is higher than ever, that inflation is only transitory, or it's Putin's fault, so don't worry about it, or that this is the price of freedom? Why is Biden telling Americans to calm down, essentially? Well, it's exactly the same reason why the wealthy elite on the Titanic told the steerage people, right, the people in the lower decks, oh, there's no problem. This ship is not sinking. You don't need to seek a lifeboat. No, no, you stay right where you are. In fact, didn't they lock some of them down? They closed some of the gates to lock them in the lower compartments. It's like, yeah, you didn't buy a high price ticket. You're not one of us. You're not one of the elite. So you just stay where you are, and we'll take care of everything up here. Don't worry, everything's fine. That's what Joe Biden's telling America. And by the time, of course, that you realize what's going on, you're already underwater. And you're being dragged down to the bottom of the Atlantic, the ice cold, or nearly ice cold Atlantic, I should add. So, you know, you're going numb and you won't be able to do anything in just a few minutes after the water gets to you. You see, the United States government is stockpiling supplies like mad. Oh yeah, they're stockpiling ammunition. Did you see that recently? The IRS is buying tens of millions of dollars of ammo. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security has bought billions of rounds of ammunition over the last, 10 years or so. They're stockpiling food, emergency medicine. We've got underground caves, underground cities, military bases built into the sides of mountains, and old missile silos and so on. They're stocking up like mad. But what's the message to you? Oh, don't hoard. Don't hoard. If there's a shortage of something, don't worry. It's just a short-term storage. There's no need to panic. Even the infant formula problem, that was the message. Like, oh, there's nothing wrong with infant formula. We'll get more. It's just don't stock up on infant formula. So just like on the Titanic, right? You don't need to do anything. We're in charge. We'll tell you that everything's fine. But then the elite are stockpiling like mad. Now, on the financial side, the elite are also buying gold. And so are the central banks of the world. So the central banks of other nations are realizing that the treasuries of the United States have no long-term store of value. They're not savings. They're not assets. They will be worth nothing. And so those other central banks are selling U.S. debt, and they're using the proceeds to buy gold because they know what's coming. Gold is what's going to have value. And also the wealthy elite themselves are buying physical gold, and they've got safes and vaults full of gold and silver because they know what's coming. You see, both successful business people who've done really well and also government people, they both tend to have information before the masses. And that's one of the ways they became successful, by the way, is having advanced information. Or in the case of government, that's the corruption and insider trading of the stock market, right? That's the way they cheat if they're Nancy Pelosi, let's say. But the masses don't get information until the very end. And it doesn't matter what the catastrophe is. It could be a coming financial collapse, a global financial reset, which is coming. Or it could be something cosmic like, hey, it's a giant space rock headed for Earth, and we're not going to tell you about it. Which, you know, some people believe that's the Planet X scenario that's happening right now. And maybe they're right. Maybe that is what's happening. But there are also other indicators of impending earthquakes and volcanoes. And we're not being told about that either. Massive cover-ups in the USGS and other government departments, their job is to cover up reality and then project a fiction to the American people. So most people live in that fiction. And let's just summarize it here. That fiction says that you shouldn't question the government. You shouldn't hold anything other than dollars. You shouldn't use natural medicine or herbs or anything. Just take the vaccine. Take the vaccine, right? That's going to solve your problem. And, you know, other examples, but it's all bad advice from the government. It's all designed to keep you in the dark and ultimately to kill you. Because they, the global elite, they don't want you around, obviously. And this is how they're going to make sure that you aren't around. Because when it hits the fan, and it's coming in multiple ways, you know, the global elite, they've got multiple passports. They've got different vaults or different safes in different locations. You know, they've got friends in high places, and they can adapt. They can survive. But the typical American consumer is so royally screwed that there's no chance. They have no chance of making it out alive, just like the low-income people in the bottom levels of the Titanic. No chance. They're just going down with the ship. That's what's going to happen in America. You see, meat prices are going to go to something like $25 a pound for hamburger, probably this year. $50 a pound next year. Yep, you'll be paying $50 a pound. Well, you might not be paying it. You might not be buying it, but that's what it'll be, $50 a pound. The dollar is becoming worthless. Food prices are going through the roof, and food scarcity is going to get far worse. And then, of course, we've got fuel and energy prices going haywire at the same time. So if you think about all of this, while people are losing their assets, they're losing what they have in the stock market, they're losing their pensions, they're losing the bond investments, they're losing crypto investments. So everything's becoming more expensive that they need, but everything that they own is becoming less valuable. And this is a crunch. This is like the giant trash compactor on the Death Star in Star Wars Episode 4. And you're stuck in a giant trash compactor, and the walls are closing in. And the only way to not get crushed by it is to not be in the trash compactor. And what does that mean metaphorically? It means don't be in the dollar. If you can escape the trash compactor by having gold and silver and all the things I've talked about. So, but the masses don't do that because they don't understand how anything works. Did you see that video the other day? I don't know the name of the guy who was doing this, but he was asking these young people at a shopping mall very basic questions like, what's 3 times 3 times 3? And whatever answer they would say, he would tell them they're right. And it's quite hilarious. So he asked one guy, what's 3 times 3 times 3? And the guy says, 3, 6, 9. And he says, yep, that's right. And he asked people questions like, what continent are we on right now? And I think some guy answered like England or something. It's hilarious, but also very alarming because people have no idea what's happening in the world. They have zero knowledge about reality. And I understand that was a video of young people, but there are really ignorant people at all ages, because those young people that are incredibly stupid, you know, they grow up and they don't get any smarter, folks. They just get older and just as dumb, okay? Because most of the smart people that you might know today, believe me, they were smart when they were young too. And most of the stupid people you know today, they're probably stupid when they were younger as well. And people don't get that much smarter. And we have a generation of incredibly ignorant, dumb people. But you see, the ignorance, what I call the obliviousness, is widespread across all age ranges. And so we have this population of people who are not ready. And again, they're in the bottom levels of the Titanic because those were the discount tickets. And the elite are up top, and the elite can see the icebergs, by the way. Ahoy! Watch out for the iceberg. Down below, all you can hear is the engines. But up at top, they're like, oh, we just hit the iceberg. We know what happened because we can see from up here, and it's not going to be good. So this ship goes down in 47 minutes or whatever it was. And that's where we are right now with the economy. So we are on a Titanic that is going down in 47 minutes, whatever that translates into, you know, maybe it's 47 days, maybe it's 47 weeks, but it's going down. The bulkheads will not hold back the flood. And that's a flood of debt, by the way. The Atlantic Ocean in this metaphor is an ocean of debt. Yeah, and the Titanic is our economy, and it's been floating above the ocean of debt, and it's about to be consumed and sink deep under the ocean of debt. And just as the water is cold and makes you feel frozen, the debt is going to cause a liquidity freeze across the banking system. So all the banks are going to freeze on about the same day, maybe the same hour, same morning. And there will be no liquidity in the system. When that happens, the dollar will begin to nosedive towards zero. You won't be able to buy much with it. You're going to have to live on what you have. Now, here's the thing. You and I, you know, whether you're wealthy or not, you have a top-level seat to this whole thing because, you know, you're informed. So we're like riding on top of the Titanic. We saw the icebergs. We saw the collision. And now we're looking down at the ship and seeing what everybody's doing. And we can see people aren't preparing that much, actually, or just this certain group of people, they have knowledge, but this other group of people, they don't. People are oblivious. So we're watching the whole thing perched on top. That's what you and I are. That's what the alternative media is. And we have our own lifeboat, by the way. We have our own little special lifeboat at the very top of the ship that we're sitting in watching all this. Because we've taken precautions ahead of time, right? So we have a special lifeboat. And we can't save everybody as much as we might try. But if you climb out of the boat and you run downstairs and you start screaming at everybody, hey, this ship is going down. Ship is going down. You should find a lifeboat. You know what they'll say to you at first? They'll say, well, the captain hasn't said the ship is going down. There hasn't been a general alarm sounded. Nobody else is going for the lifeboats. What are you talking about? You're crazy. So you can run around all day and tell people the ship is going down. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you until it's too late. When the water is at their knees or waist or neck. And then they'll say, oh my God, what can we do now? And of course, by that time, it's too late. So understand that at this moment, if you're trying to reach anybody with a message of preparedness, you're probably way too late and it's a waste of time at this point. If they've gone through the last 2.5 years and they still don't know about preparedness, they're the oblivious masses. They're not going to make it. There's no hope for them. I mean, how could you have gone through the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 and not be a prepper? How could you have gone through the supply chain collapse of 2020 and not be a prepper? And now looking at inflation and scarcity and diesel prices and gasoline shortages and what have you all over the world, different places, how could you not be a prepper? So there's no point in trying to convince somebody to be a prepper. All you can really do is just use this last little bit of time to stock up and hope that you can help as many people as you can in your immediate area, whoever those people happen to be. But you're not going to be able to save the masses. So watch as the water floods the ship, as debt floods the economy, and the economy begins to go beneath the waves. And watch as the oblivious masses will still be paying attention to celebrity news and travel news and CNN and their favorite sports team or whatever, just oblivious to everything that's going on. Watch this carefully, because there will be a moment that it flips, a moment of panic. And when the panic happens, you need to be far away from the ship on your lifeboat. You need to be a mile away. You need to like clear out of the area in advance of the mass panic. And what that means is getting away from the cities, right? Getting away from the population areas where people panic. Because if they can, they will take you down with them, right? They will swamp your lifeboat and they will take you under the water and they will drown everybody, including themselves and you, if they get a chance. So We've warned everybody, we've tried to save lives, and now it's time to launch the lifeboats. It's time to create distance and stand back and watch the bonfire and be ready to help rebuild when this is over. That's where we are in this Titanic metaphor. So check out my free downloadable audiobook. It's called Resilient Prepping. You can find it and download it from resilientprepping.com. It's all free. And there's a PDF transcript that's printable. If you know somebody who's hearing impaired, you could give them that and they can read the whole transcript. That's one of the reasons we did that, by the way. So take the steps now to get prepared. And thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can also check out my website, prepwithmike.com, or read my articles on naturalnews.com. God bless you. Get ready. Take care.